Please, if y'all active, make some noise and give massive love to my man, Roger Tilton. Are you ready, brother? Yeah, I don't know who that is, but make some more noise. Roger Tilton, yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
As he said, I'm Roger Tilton. I came all the way here today from New Hampshire. New Hampshire people? How about Quincy? Anybody here from Quincy? Nope? Quincy, okay. One person. No, I bring that up because once upon a time I lived in Quincy and I found myself in New Hampshire in a district that doesn't elect Democrats. And so I told my party that if you can't find a candidate, I'll put my name on the ballot, because you don't want to have a ballot without a name on it. You don't want to just give it away. All right, so let me start over. My name is Roger Tilton, and I live in New Hampshire. All right, thanks. So they put that name on the ballot, and I thought, oh my God, my name's on the ballot. I don't want to embarrass anybody. I got to do something. So I thought, I've seen how legalization works in Washington. I happen to work in Seattle, so I commute. And it's a whole different world out there. And I thought, I'll put a marijuana leaf on my sign. How could that hurt, right? Maybe get a little publicity, a little attention. Maybe win an election. And the critics are saying, what's that guy smoking? Well, needless to say, I did not pull it out, but I did get about 10,000 people to vote for me. But it wasn't until after the election that things really started to happen. I get a Facebook message from a Dr. Keith Saunders. That name mean anything to anybody out there? All right, Dr. Keith. He said, there's a guy with a marijuana leaf on his sign and I don't know about it. So he introduced me to MassCan. And I want to thank all of you people from MassCan that are here this afternoon. Let me ask you something. How many of you are actually members of MassCan and have paid them money? Show of hands. Come on. See, that's pathetic. You know, one thing I found as a candidate is we have to convince the people that we're one of you. We're part of society. We're no different than anybody else. We shouldn't have different rights as anybody else. I was saying earlier that it's a tale of two coasts for me. When I'm on the West Coast, when I'm in Washington, it's as easy as walking into that Starbucks where I just got an iced coffee, purchasing a little bag of goodies, put it in your bag, give them a little US currency, no credit cards, take my change, put it in my pocket, walk out of the store, get in my car, do what I want with it, go home, whatever. I come back to New Hampshire, in fact, even right here in Massachusetts, and it's still not legal. Now, here's the thing. There's little differentiations between what you can get away with and what you can't get away with, between what state you're in. I want us all to be on the same page. Whether it's you're here in Massachusetts and you've got ballot initiatives, or it's whether us and the other 46 states where it's not yet legal. We want legalization. Period. Repeat after me. We want legalization. We want legalization. All right. The other thing, I wanted to tell you a little story. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. I'm trying to embellish it, you know, where I can. No, but what I want you to take from that story is you have to do more than vote. But first of all, you have to vote. Please tell me you all vote. And then the next step is maybe run for office. Put your name on the ballot. If you do, I will help you. I'm not gonna guarantee you're gonna win or anything, but I'll give you advice, as some others have for me. Other than that, Hey, it's a beautiful day. Have a great time. Thank you very much.